Welcome to our first podcast, Snail Round 10, and I'm your host, Jane Doe, so let's get this thing started. Today's graphic designers are Brandon Sandoval, Kobe Zuniga, and Nidia Moran. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I am Brandon Sandoval, and I just had to say hello to all the people listening, and thank you, Jane, for having me here.
Hi, I'm Kobe Zuniga, and I want to thank Jane Doe for letting me speak to all the people who are listening today.
Hi, I'm Nidia Moran, and I'm very happy to be here, and thanks for inviting us.
No problem, guys. Happy to have you here. All right, so our main focus today is on the marvelous invention. You've heard about it, right?
Yes, we have heard about it, the invention.
Before we start on that, I want to talk about the history of writing. Do you guys know how that started? How about who invented it? Any idea?
From what I could remember, the writing system started in the 4th millennium BC. This writing started as pictures in which the pictures meant the object they drew. And for who invented it, it was the Sumerians.
So what three cultures developed writing styles independent of all others?
Okay, so from what I could remember, the three cultures that developed writing styles independently was the Sumerians, Egyptians, and Chinese.
What alphabet is the basis for the letter we use today?
The advent for the alphabet is from Greek, which is the basis for the letters we use.
So before we continue on that, we're going to have a quick commercial.
We want to thank our sponsor, Snail Round 10, and remember to use Snail Round 10 as your next typeface because it was based on the handwriting of an English writing master, Charles Snow.
How cool is that? All right, back to our main focus, Gutenberg. What do you know about him?
We know that it changed the world by letting us communicate all over the world.
What did Gutenberg invent, and when and where was he from?
Gutenberg invented a mobile type printing press and was born at 1398 Germany. Fun fact, he was actually born 8 centuries ago.
How did his invention change the world?
Gutenberg's invention used a small part of a punch and mold system in his invention. This made it do he was able to do a mass production of books and other things. And his invention was a huge part in the contribution of the Renaissance, which made different philosophies.
I want to know more about text and script, but we are now out of time, so we'll be next time, yeah? Thanks for listening to Snail Round Hands podcast, a product of CMYK and AYV with us. Find us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AYV with us.